trees to blow in like the moon needs poetry. You need me.
Monday night, and here we are with a very special edition of 10 Dozen Minutes. Mr. Skullhead is trapped in the land of carrier pigeon internet, so Hot Stuff and I coming at you live from San Fran motherfucking Cisco.
Woohoo!
Actually, I guess it'd be like San Fran motherfucking Cisco.
Yeah. I did riffs woohoo.
Oh, yeah.
Just to confuse the listeners.
So it's just going to be the two of us for a while here.
That's not gay at all.
Finally went over the edge. Yeah, Hot Stuff was almost late for the show tonight.
I was not at all.
You were almost
here.
Late. You were almost late. Being on time,
time
by 1 minute
is almost,
late. Yes.
Yeah. Wow,
being on
cool.
time is almost late. Being on
wow.
time is as being exactly on time is as close as you can get to late without being late.
Wow. So being punctual is bad.
No, it's just close to being late. It's just not as good as being early.
I see.
For something like this. All right. Apparently, we got some vox. We got some sound. We got some sound check.
Check, check, check.
yeah, coming at you from this crappy laptop again. But yeah, I think that maybe the hum has settled down a little bit.
Oh crap!
It might be better with this.
I mean, it depends on the power a little bit, right? It's
I guess
just
so.
The
yeah,
laptop.
It would depend on the. Yeah, it would depend on how clean the house power is. Yeah. So we had a little bit of an adventure getting here, not in a good way though.
Yeah, so
it was kind of a clusterfuck.
New Year's Eve we went out drinking, and then 2 days later we ended up in San Francisco, and we have no memory of the
yeah
whole
what
thing.
What happened.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's weird. I have this rainbow tattoo. It's on my entire body.
Yeah,
I have red feet and a violet head.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is pretty weird.
So we had a flight like early
on the first,
and so it was like, well, you know, I took it easy on
yeah,
New Year's Eve.
Both took
didn't
it easy.
Didn't drink so much, or take my clothes off in the middle of a public room at a party.
Man,
yeah, didn't do any of those things, and so we got up in plenty of time. We were already all packed and everything. Cause the flight was pretty early, and then Hot Stuff gets a call saying that the flight's been canceled. Actually, he wasn't packed because he's almost late for everything. Flight's been canceled. We got rescheduled to another flight on a different airline like 5 or 6 hours later. So then there was this weird like fugue state day of kind of wandering around in a haze. I was, at least. I can't relax in
yeah.
situations like that.
You hate
know?
Flying. You hate
yeah, I hate
traveling.
I hate flying. And like once I'm ready to do something, if I'm suddenly not doing it, it's like, oh, okay, well, I guess I can't do anything else either. I don't want to unpack my bags.
Right.
Not that there was anything to do in my bags. I didn't bring any video games or anything. I didn't bring my DS.
Did you bring a book?
No, I did not bring any books.
Wow.
Yeah, what is wrong with me?
I mean, it's not like with your phone and your computer you don't have enough.
I don't have books and entertainment and games. Yeah.
I've been playing some DVDs.
Yeah, I did. I did bring a lot of DVDs, some stuff that I wanted to catch up on. First couple seasons of Venture Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Band of Brothers.
Yeah, and I'm finally going to fucking finish Buffy. I'm going
Buffy of Brothers?
I'm going to do it. Yeah, Band of Buffies. I'm closer than I thought. I thought that I was in the next to last season of Buffy, but I'm totally in the last.
Seventh is the last.
So anyway, we get to the airport. Flight is, they won't let us on. And the woman is just a super bitch.
Yeah, the
She's like crazy defensive about it, and like it made me all mad, so I started yelling at her. I didn't really yell at her.
It almost came to blows.
Yeah.
She almost stepped across to be like...
to me telling her to blow me.
Yeah.
She was kind of lurching. She was super combative. She was way more in our faces than she needed to be. Like, hi, we have a seat on this flight. Oh, you don't.
Yeah. Like that was her first response. Yeah. Without even checking.
Yep. Did not even look. And then, so all we're trying to do is figure out, like, what happened, right? So, like, what about this confirmation number? They oversold us. Okay, but they said we had seats. They oversold us.
Yeah.
And eventually I was like, you know, you can say that 1,000 times, and we still won't know what it means. Like, I know that means something to you, but, like, we're just trying to get on a plane, you know? Like we didn't do anything to you. Why are you acting like this? So we had to go. We had to get a shuttle to the other terminal at the airport.
And luckily, US Air had added an extra flight because of all the people that were canceled and couldn't get on other flights.
But then that flight was delayed,
yeah.
And then we took off, and then the flight was stuck in a holding pattern over San Francisco for like a half hour, 45 minutes, because there was so much traffic. Although it was weird, the pilot was making references to possibly being able to take some shortcuts because of a holiday, and at the beginning we were both like, what the fuck?
That doesn't make any sense.
What could he possibly be talking about?
Folding space,
yeah, but then Hot Stuff figured out what it was.
Yeah, there's so apparently on holidays they don't do bomb tests in the Nevada bomb test ranges, and so you can actually fly over them in commercial planes. So you actually do potentially save, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes, something like that.
Like actual mileage. You're actually flying a shorter distance to
straighter
get from,
line.
From Phoenix to San Francisco. Yeah. We never did figure out what city we were looking at out the port bow.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to ask because I look kind of like a terrorist. Or maybe the stewardess would be clever about it. I'd be like, hey, stewardess, what city is that over there? And she was like, whichever city you don't want to blow up. And I would say, but I want to blow up every city. And then they would beat me to death.
Could have been Bakersfield.
Bakersfield.
Yeah, that's like the biggest city on a relatively straight line. Mm.
Is a Bakersfield 13 hectares? Like a baker's dozen is 13 donuts? So a baker's dozen of anything is 13 donuts? Like a baker's dozen candy bars, please. All right, here's your 13 donuts.
I don't know.
Bakers don't sell candy bars. So then we get to the, we get here. We ride a train. We come on, ride the train. Or ride it. And it was like, it was a rainbow-colored gay pride train. I was surprised. Just right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Gayest city ever.
It was weird.
We get here, and so there's like a lockbox outside the apartment that has the supposed to have a key in it. We have a code to the lockbox. They can't figure out how to open the lockbox, and finally it comes down to me doing it, and then it works.
Did it work the first time you tried it?
Yeah.
Oh. I think it was just jammed. I think you must have just pressed.
No, those things are weird. And it's one of those things where it's got like a code, but it doesn't matter what order you put the code in, because it's just like you're kind of setting switches and then opening the latch. So anyway, the key just doesn't work in the door.
Yeah, the door is weird to begin with, because it also has a keypad.
Yeah, that you can use instead of a key. So the woman who's the landlady, and this is like sort of understandable because we're like 7 or 8 hours later than we were supposed to be. She's like not answering her phone.
Yeah.
Which, you know, maybe she's asleep because it's like the middle of the night.
It's like midnight at this point.
So we just can't get in, except our friend Sora reached in through the mail slot with his scrawny doll sim arms and unlocked the door from the inside.
Yeah. So now we're feeling really secure about this apartment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. Anyone from a country with a lot of starvation can break in for free.
Yeah.
Everybody else has to pay.
Ethiopians can just get in.
Yeah. Ethiopians
with no problem.
Yeah. Where else are they starving?
There's a lot of places.
Starving kids in China. That's what they always told me.
Yeah, China's so big that
there
it's
going to be kids
I mean,
starving in an hour in China.
It's hard to say. It's hard to say that India is full of starving people too, though, because there are so many people there that some of them are well fed.
Oh, right.
You know,
but none of them are well fed on beef steaks.
Well,
and cows.
Fewer of them than here.
If you don't eat beef, you are starving. In my book, I'm a beef and potatoes kind of guy. You know. So yeah, we got in this. We're in a weird long apartment. It's like a house. What kind of house is this?
It's like a brownstone, but I don't know.
It's not really a brownstone because it's made of like white wood. Is it a white wood?
Dude, I don't know. I'm sure there is probably some architectural name.
Been drinking a lot, and we've got a million people to see. We've got a million whiskeys to drink and a million delicious meals to eat while we're here. So life is good. Getting some work done. Got about half a year's worth of traveling trader visits finished today.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. We ended up with a lot more usable ideas than we thought. So you know, we could either have him come more often, or we could have him come over a longer period of time.
Or we could have 2 years worth of traveling trader ideas.
So I don't know. There's the question of how often is the traveling trader fun?
Yeah.
Because you need it needs to be on an unpredictable basis. So like, if he came every week, then that's going to be weird for the economy, right? Like, the more predictable it is, the less interesting it is. The less the less people have time to burn through the low demand twinkly wads,
right?
Or whatever, you know. It provided he's taking twinkly wads, which it's a good way. I mean, that's what he's for, right? Is to sink gear
stuff.
Yeah. Although maybe he takes elemental wads at some point.
That's
speculation.
True.
Maybe he takes all kinds of stuff. Maybe he will take fat stacks of cash.
Anything with wad in it.
Yeah. Anything with the word wad in it. Yeah. Wad of cotton. Maybe he'll take traffic cones. That'd be a dick move.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he'll take each year's traffic cone and give you the previous year's traffic cone for it.
Huh.
That would let people trade backwards if they wanted to.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's the half that I have done, is the traveling trader trading each traffic cone for the previous year's traffic cone. Yeah, but I'm going to do them in reverse order. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no. The game has jumped the shark.
Yeah, we have no idea.
All of our
ideas
are terrible. Yeah, yeah. We're just phoning it in now.
He's literally doing this all programmed on his phone.
Yeah, I'm actually talking. I hired a dude at home, and I just talked to him on the phone. I didn't even bring a computer with me.
Yeah.
How am I broadcasting this? How am I driving?
He's holding up the speaker of the phone to a microphone that is broadcasting.
Yeah.
This is a conference call.
So yeah, getting a reasonable amount of work done so far. I feel like this is pretty good. This is going to be a pretty good month. It's horribly uncomfortable.
I was going to say, if you don't collapse due to the fact that you're sitting on a sofa to do your work.
Working on a sofa. We keep getting places with no desks. And I keep saying, what the fuck are we thinking when we get places with no desks?
Well, part of it is finding a place that is
a good location, and also
good location, and not $1,000,000,000,000.
Yeah,
that would be $1,000,000,000,000.
This is a pretty good location. We're right near a bunch of homos.
Yeah,
which is what we came here for.
Yeah, so to speak,
as many high school boys as possible. Let's see. We got Twitter questions. Do we have Twitter questions?
I believe we do.
Okay. Let's see. Wow, there are a lot of them. All right. So, Xtanstic says, are the Sea and Nemesis updates ready to roll out? If so, what do you guys have planned for the game next? Level 11 and 12 tweaks? Well, the Nemesis quest is real close. The Sea is kind of close. I feel like 90% of what is left on the Nemesis quest is just art.
Because
it's done, it's implemented, it's beatable.
Done.
Yeah, we have not. No one except Riff and CD Moyer have really looked at it yet
on staff.
So yeah. No, Dev has played through it, and you know they would have caught anything. Like, it just like there may have been weird things that slipped through. Like, things that will encourage degenerate farming behavior or whatever that we could head off at the pass after after a sort of balance evaluation pass. Let's keep going.
I hope to get the Nemesis out this month.
Yeah, Nemesis before we leave San Francisco. See by the end of February. That is the very optimistic tentative schedule. Other stuff in the middle. There's some other sort of long-term trickle-out content projects that I would also like to get done while I'm here, and then I sort of have a hidden secret personal goal for work here that I haven't told anybody about. So, yeah, big month.
And then
it almost worked when I did this in New York, when I gave myself a lot of goals.
When I wasn't around to distract you.
Oh, right. Crap.
Yeah.
Not going rock climbing every 15 minutes.
I've only gone twice so far.
The rock gym here was pretty ruled.
Yeah, it's...
It's fucking like
really,
three
really
times
nice.
As tall as the rock gym at home, so you climb just way the fuck up.
Yeah.
And the routes are all, like, much easier. Like
the ratings are.
The ratings are much easier, so you feel better. Like, whiskey makes you feel better.
We also have a lot of whiskey. The whiskey is taller here.
It is. I get taller glasses of whiskey.
Yeah.
The Indian food is spicier.
That's true.
Been eating a lot of breakfast.
That's true.
The eggs are pretty good. And French. We had French eggs.
Oofs.
Poached. Fried. Yeah. Scramble.
Yeah,
that's how the French prepare their eggs. They scramble them. As far as the level 11 and 12 tweaks, there's a bunch of level 11 tweaks that Riff wrote, again, that need to be evaluated for balance.
And implemented.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Coding-wise.
A bunch of it C.D. Moyer has already done. A bunch of it he did a long time ago. There's, like, all of the items in that, all the items that Riff added are done. They have art. Everything.
I don't know if they're. I don't think they haven't been statted necessarily.
That's maybe true. But yeah. So that, I mean, that's a thing that, you know, might. You know, we always talk about it. We always talk about how
it will happen eventually.
It will happen eventually. I mean, it's level 12. We hadn't really, like. I don't think. You know, I'm pretty satisfied with level 12.
Level 12 seems okay.
Yeah.
We could just change all the numbers so the spreadsheet doesn't work anymore.
And then we got other plans, you know. I mean, I'd like to, after Nemesis in the Sea, I'd like to get another large-scale clan dungeon out by the summer.
Yeah.
Which, you know, given the way that we tend to work, maybe June is when a big clan dungeon will roll out. Just
because
that seems
like it's going to be a slightly more complicated
thing that happens
this year.
Yeah, it depends. But, you know, we don't have to think about June as a deadline, right?
That's true.
Vakobra had written in to the Twitter earlier about how hard it is if you are blind to use the to solve the scraps of paper puzzle in the cave. We had tried, like, basically any visual puzzle that we do, we try to make sure that
there
it's blind accessible, right?
Yeah.
Like, and so if we fuck that up, that's something a little worried about, like adding fancy new stuff, like the one thing that you were talking about, right? Like, you know, like, I don't know how blind accessible, like, 11 and the new slot machines are, right? Like, they're fancy for everybody, but, like, you can no longer play if you're blind, and it's like, I have to imagine that there is so little quality video gaming to be done if you are blind that I hate to take us away from them. It'd be interesting to I wonder if there is a market for developing games for the blind. I feel like people have tried to do it, and I wonder if it's any good, or if it's one of those things like releasing a Christian rap album, right? Like, where there's an audience of people that you know will just buy it, and so mostly it's like assholes trying to make a quick buck with a crappy product.
But, I mean, that space becomes pretty crowded pretty quickly, right?
Does it?
Doesn't it, though?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on how many blind nerds there are.
Yeah.
Right? Which... Maybe there are only three blind nerds. See how they run the same game over and over again, because there's only one game.
It's possible.
We could release a game about cutting off your own tail with a carving knife.
Do you feel like there are more blind nerds than there are like blind jocks.
Right? Seems like it'd be hard to be a blind jock.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Like blind sports fans, though. I mean, like I would imagine that, you know, one thing that you can do if you are blind is like read books in Braille. So maybe blind people in general are more bookish because they have, you know, less ability to go out and run around a track.
I don't know.
Not that they can't, but
yeah, I don't know. I don't think I have any blind friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that I have ever actually met a blind person.
I've met blind people, but I don't have any.
I've communicated friends with a lot of them in terms of like making sure that KOL stuff is accessible.
Right. Does that make me prejudiced because I don't have any blind friends?
I don't know. Do you have any black friends?
Yeah.
Oh boy, I don't.
You know, and you do too.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I don't have any Jewish friends though.
You do too.
No, I totally do. Damn it. My life sucks. I hate people of every race, and yet I have friends of almost all.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I don't think I know any French. I don't know any of the French.
I'll introduce you to some on this trip.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Nat Han says, I'd love to call and leave a voicemail, but I'm in the UK. Can you make an email address for people to send recorded MP3s?
We could.
Yeah, we could.
I don't know that we will.
I don't know that we will, yeah. Google Voice... Really? I mean, it's not... Is there any reason you can't call...
Is it just a phone number?
Yeah, it's just a phone number. I mean, like, is there no... There's no way to get free international long distance?
I don't know. Skype is...
Skype, you have to pay for it if you're calling a real phone line. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's possible.
Maybe Google Voice will have some sort of way to just drop voicemail in...
Yeah.
In a box or something.
You can use an SMS gateway and... UUN code an MP3 and then manually type it into a text message. And then we can UU decode it on our end. 120 characters at a time.
Wow.
Yeah, that would fucking suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For any appreciably long voicemails.
Yeah. Cyber34 says, Jake, you should get Silent Hill on the Wii. It does some crazy things that play to your fears and changes depending on how you play it. You always complain about combat in those games being such a drag. Well, this is more of an exploration / adventure thing. No combat. Huh. I played it, and I did not find it to be a game with no combat, but I had a really frustrating experience with Silent Hill on the Wii. I was told which one I should get.
Which one? Which platform?
Yeah. And you know what? I think I'm thinking of Resident Evil.
Oh.
So never mind. Yeah, whatever it was.
So it wasn't Silent Hill.
I don't think it was Silent Hill.
Well, that would explain the no combat.
Yeah.
The no combat.
Yeah, that would explain that.
Well, then you should get Silent Hill for the Wii.
Yeah, I guess I should. I had a really terrible experience with the Resident Evil game on the Wii, though, because I bought it from Amazon, and it came with a pistol attachment for the Wiimote, and I'm like, oh, that is awesome. I would love to play this game by shooting a pistol at the screen. But you cannot map the fucking trigger to shoot. So, all right, here's a pistol. Hit the button on top of it to fire. And I was like, fuck you, pistol, and fuck you, Amazon, for selling me this fucking bullshit.
Gleaves
seriously.
Points out that you know Crapstorm.
Hmm?
Gleaves points out that you know Crapstorm.
That is true. I do know Crapstorm. Anyway, never mind all that ranting and ranting about about Resident Evil
game.
That is not the right game. Hipster Garbage says, I enjoyed the Crimbo content this year. As a side note, I have never visited the forums, but from the podcast, it sounds full of asshats. No. Don't get that impression at all. The forums, by and large, are super awesome.
Yeah, there are, as far as forums go, in general, they're
Jesus.
Great.
Yeah, way better. The official forums of, like, you know, I forget who it was that initially said this, but, like, the best way to convince yourself that any game is just a steaming pile of shit is to go to that game's official forums. Like, that is just a sort of thing in the industry that, like, you are never going to find anything except people just constantly berating the shit out of whatever game they're on the official forums for. Probably Warhammer Online launched without official forums because they were just like,
they didn't want to deal with
this.
It.
Yeah, like, there just won't be anything good. Ours, comparatively, are fantastic.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the stuff that... and. You know, Mr. Skullet is a little less jaded, I think, by this whole process than I am, and so he has a tendency to take things a little bit more personally. I have come to a sort of uneasy peace with the with the forums. The forums are going to draw people who care a lot about the game, and people who care a lot about the game are going to have really strong opinions about the game, and people who have really strong opinions about the game are sometimes going to have really strong negative opinions about the game. So that's just going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, it's frustrating sometimes to butt up against people who are frustrating, but it's like, in general, I enjoy reading the forums. I like it. You know, it's one of the primary ways in which I stay in touch with the game community and, you know, sort of learn. It's a little weird because, like, one of the ways, you know, it's like a very core avenue of communication, and it is only communication between us and, like, the sort of hardcore, right? So there is a danger of us maybe losing track of how the common man feels, because the common man feels like a dude who's not going to post in the forums, right? maybe because he knows that forums are lame as shit. Maybe he goes in, looks at the gameplay forum, sees some, you know, dick being a dick before a thread gets locked or whatever, and decides to never go back to the forums. I mean, like, people who talk about how horrible the KOL chat is, I get that a lot. Like, they go in a newbie, there's somebody being a douche,
yeah,
and then they're just like, oh, okay, this chat is like every other chat and sucks, you know, and what are you going to do? It's like going to a restaurant and getting a really bad meal when maybe you would love that restaurant and you just happen to get a bad instance
Cornish Pasta Company
of the meal.
Like, the first one or two things that we tried from there, not that great.
We're, yeah,
like, what is the big deal?
Yeah.
And now it's, like, my favorite restaurant.
Yeah. It sure is, and you get the same goddamn thing every time.
And it is awesome.
I guess I get the same thing every time. Well, I get a same thing every time. I get a thing every time, and that's the same as every other time. SparkLN says, will I ever be able to do anything with my accidentally unused Crimbux? No. No, no, no. Paul BD says, is just me or is this season of Family Guy been better than the past couple? I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. I've not watched enough of it to know.
And then he asked if we read any good books lately. I haven't read any books.
I finally finished the Pox that was on my reading list that was Guns, Germs, and Steel. I think that was on there for like a year and a half. I read like three or four other books while I was reading it, but still. Now that it's gone, it's not that it's a bad book per se, it's that it was so dry and boring and long, like 400 pages, and what could have been condensed down into like 100 pages. He just said the same thing over and over and over again.
It was so dry that it was, in fact, from yesterday.
Yeah.
You get spoiled by people who are good writers. I mean, not that Jared Fogel isn't a good writer. That's funny, because Jared Fogel did not write Guns, Germs, and Skeel. Jared Diamond?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So I wonder if, like, Neil Diamond and Jared from Subway had a baby, if it would be named Jared Diamond.
What if it was Neil Fogel?
Neil Fogel, yeah. I don't know.
But now I'm reading Dune, which I have never read before, because I'm, secretly not a nerd, apparently. Mm-hmm. And it is awesome.
Yeah.
It is super great.
And it's really really accessible, really,
yeah,
quick, compared to Guns, Germs, and Steel. I could not get more than, like, 30 or 40 pages in the Guns, Germs, and Steel. I was just like,
you read all the content,
it down,
basically,
yeah,
by reading the first 30 pages.
Yeah, well, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, not worried about that anymore. You know, and compare it to something like, you know, The Omnivore's Dilemma, which those two books are, like, linked in my head because I got them on the same trip to the bookstore.
Oh, okay.
Right? The Omnivore's Dilemma, very informative, you know, yeah, but also written in a way that's really compelling and you want to keep reading it.
Yeah. Michael Pollan just seems to be the bomb when it comes to things.
I did not finish
A Place of My Own.
Yeah, I never did finish it. It went on a little too long about things. Like, it gave a little more detail than I was really interested in, although it was written earlier. I saw the movie adaptation of The Road right before we left.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, if you have anyone hearing the sound of my voice, if you have not read Cormac McCarthy's The Road, read it. If you are a girl, you might not like it as much. That has been my experience in talking to girls who've read it.
If you are apt to be depressed, you might not like it at all. It's not a pick-me-up as far as books go.
You know.
But it's amazingly good. Super, super complicated vocabulary. Not complicated. Super deep vocabulary he has.
Yeah.
Cormac McCarthy.
Josh Grimmer says, and he's still alive also.
Yeah, my mother, when I was home for Christmas, I was talking about the road. She's like, oh yeah, that Cormac McCarthy guy just died. And I'm like, really? Oh man, I was really depressed. And then I looked on the internet and could not see any stories of that happening. So I think it was all fabrication on her part. I don't think she knows who he is. Or if she does, she doesn't like him.
Josh Grimmer wrote, do you think this will be the last of the foldables? Maybe next year a plain old brick of tofu? I was thinking about doing a physical burglet next year, because we have not done that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's an idea which is better than no idea.
And one more idea would be one where each form was a different element. A burglet where each of the five forms was a different element. So like a rainbow.
How would you theme that? A rainbow? We should have done that this month.
Yeah. So that's two. That's two more years.
Yep. alright. I always get nervous when my aim flickers to life during a radio show, because I'm like, oh fuck, did I lose the stream? Did I cross the streams?
Yeah. I would also be afraid of that.
Total protonic reversal. Hot stuff.
Josh Grimmer also asked if we had $240, what we would spend it on besides pudding.
When did he ask that?
Like 4 hours ago.
Oh. He also asked if there was anything more terrifying than the moments leading up to when you find out if it's a blackhead or a genital wart. I don't know. I've never had anything whose provenance was dubious in exactly that way.
Yeah, I've never had that experience, and I'm glad to say I hope I never do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to think of interesting things to buy with $240. And pudding is right up there.
You could get $240 worth of lap dances.
Yeah.
In Mexico, that would go a long way.
Yeah, I was going to say, most strip clubs in the U.S., that would not go a long way.
Well, I mean, I feel like $20 is about the max. I've never been to a place that had more than $20 lap dances, and you've never been to a strip club. So what the fuck are you even talking about?
I'm talking out my
don't
ass.
Don't talk like you know.
I don't know.
Yeah, and the fact that you're talking out of your ass means you really don't understand what strip clubs are like.
How much does a lap dance in Mexico cost?
It's either it was like $10 to go into the back room,
yeah.
I think, and like maybe like $5 for a lap dance out in the thing.
What's the difference between the front and the back?
They encourage you to do a lot more groping in the back.
Huh.
Yeah. And if you're not me, apparently, they offer to have sex with you. But I guess I'm not attractive enough for a prostitute to have sex with me. It's a problem.
Well, if they by offer, do you mean they offer to let you pay to have sex with them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's not like, oh, you know, I'm a prostitute, but you're cute.
Okay.
Yeah, no. It doesn't work that way.
Isn't that
prostitutes always want money for sex. Even when they have sex with like their husbands or boyfriends.
Really?
Or uncles, probably in most cases. Well, it's true.
All
right. You show me a prostitute, I will show you a girl who has had sex with her uncle at some point. Just saying.
Huh.
Watertail says, hey guys, I know this is a little late, but is there any chance that elf resistance buttons can be made non-quest items? I wasn't being a smartass when I kept them. I was expecting a chance to sell them for more later in the event. Now, that... there's just no way we can tell people anything, because as long as we keep the option open to, like, surprise people and change events as they unfold, no one is ever going to believe anything that we say. Like, if the quest NPC says, you should go do X... just fucking do it. We're not gonna tell you. You know, we had this conversation on the last radio show too, and Riff brought up the exception of the carburetor.
Yeah.
We're not trying to trick you, you know? We're
usually
almost never trying to trick you, especially in content that I design. But you didn't know that. Maybe Hot Stuff is trying to trick you.
Yeah, I'm usually trying to trick you.
Hot Stuff's like he's like a special kind of liar.
A loot?
Yeah, like a loot. You're always lying about what items drop off of what monsters. Let's see.
I recognize some of these questions in the Radio Bugbear messages.
Yep. Yeah, the last thing I think was we talked about Cirrus' question about how many gay jokes are you going to make about hot stuff in San Francisco. Just all of them. Linguini Lad says, so staff of queso escusado translates to staff of cheese toilet? Well, yeah, but it's like toilet cheese. Because in Spanish, you put the adjective after the noun. I didn't believe the pretentious artist when he told me that's how you say toilet.
Escusado?
Yeah. Because he was like, you know, that leads to this joke where if somebody says, you know, excuse me, you can say, eres escusado, or estás escusado, you know, which, depending on the inflection, either means, yeah, you're excused, or you're a toilet.
Huh.
Right? So, like, and then after he explained that, I was kind of staring at them, and he was like, you're trying to figure out whether I'm just fucking with you or not, huh? I'm like, yes, Roy, I am trying to figure out if you're just fucking with me or not. You know, like, spend enough time with you, hot stuff, and you get to not trust people.
Yeah.
You get to not trust people, because there's a kind of funny that people like to do where they just lie. They just lie to you. And it's like, oh, it's super funny to convince someone of something that isn't true. You know? And, like, that isn't funny to me. I don't think that's funny.
It's pretty funny.
I once won the most gullible dude on earth competition.
That's great. For you.
Yeah, I know. So it was exciting. It was a good moment for me. And then when I got there, they were like, you idiot. This is no real contest. I'm like, fuck. Happened again.
But you were in a room filled with a bunch of other people that also won.
Yeah, no, they were all in on the joke.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the embarrassing, the most embarrassing, and I was naked. They were like, yeah, we're having... The Hilton was booked, so we had to do it at a nudist colony. Don't worry, everyone else will be naked when you get out there. I'm like, fuck. It's really awful.
That sounds pretty terrible.
Yeah. See, and here's the thing. Like, there's a difference between making shit up and lying, right? Like, making shit up, it's obvious when you're making shit up, right?
Really?
To me... It's obvious when I'm making shit up, and I feel like it should be obvious to other people.
There are plenty of times you've told me things that were just not true, and I didn't...
But that could have been true?
Sure.
I don't think so. I don't think I do that. I don't like that kind of... You know, like, oh man, that dude is really mad at you. You know, that kind of thing. Or, like the worst is when, like, somebody decides to, like, fuck with the nerd by, like, having some girl pretend that she's into him.
Yeah, that's
right?
Pretty much...
That is, like, the... meanest fucking thing that it is possible for anybody to do.
But it's also the plot of a lot of sitcoms.
Is it?
Yeah.
That
and
sucks.
Movies.
Though.
And movies.
No, it's usually a guy pretends to be into a girl so that he can win a bet, but then he actually falls in love with her. But the thing is, when a girl pretends to be into some nerdy guy like in high school, never fucking happens that way. So don't do that shit. Also, if you're a nerd and a pretty girl is acting like she likes you, just kill her. Because it's not real. You know, it's not real.
It's the best hologram?
Possible. The best possible way for that to end is you murdering her, because then you save face.
Wow.
No, don't murder her.
These are terrible.
Don't murder her.
This is terrible advice.
Yeah, no. Damn it. Why am I so bad at giving advice about high school? Rydette 42 says, any New Year's resolutions you want to share? Here's mine. Don't follow New Year's resolutions. Oh, man. My New Year's resolution is this statement is false.
Somebody asked me if there was something I wanted to change, you know, in the New Year, and I'm like, no, I'm pretty happy with my life.
Yeah, I don't really feel like I'm in a... I don't feel like there's anything that I need to resolve to stop doing or start doing. I somehow over the last year, I actually started exercising, which, what the fuck?
I take full blame. Yeah. For that,
I've lost weight over the course of the year. So some, you know, like the kinds of things that had been bothering me about my life over the last few years, no longer so. And it's not like I had to trick myself into taking care of these aspects of my life. I don't know. Resolve to bring back the traveling trader more often.
The six times that he showed up in 2009 were really well kept secrets.
Yeah, because I mean. Our plan to have him only show up for 1 second at a time kind of backfired.
Yeah.
We did all that work, on those items, and then nobody got them.
Yeah, that was,
you know,
that was like,
there was like that chain where he traded for one thing, and then traded that for another thing, and then traded that for another thing, and then traded that for a seal clubbing club.
Back for the original item.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, we should do better.
Yep.
We should do better at the travel. We should be better at traveling tradering.
See, it is possible that somebody would think that we were talking the truth. Just
we
now.
Learned something.
We were just making stuff up.
Bizarre.
That was potentially real.
Yeah, because nobody would believe that the traveling trader should have one second at
you're
a time.
Bad at sarcasm.
I'm especially good at sarcasm, I think is what you mean.
Okay. What was the thing you were going to say?
We learned that if you rot 13,
oh yeah,
Acme,
yeah,
like
I am okay. So I am. My current thinking is
that this was on purpose somehow.
No, well, that's where it came from. That
okay, so you rot 13, like, and this is like this is not even like an exciting coincidence. It's just it's fucking weird. We were like, oh well, so he should maybe the traveling trader would have like a crate of stuff from like the Acme company. Oh, but it would be rot 13, and Acme rot 13 is NPZR.
Yeah.
Which I just believe that's a weird coincidence.
No, I think
I. You think that that's where the acronym NPZR came from, and then somebody made up something to fit the acronym? I don't believe you.
I think it is.
I don't think so. I don't.
That to me makes so much more sense as a.
No. The confluence of ninja, pirate, zombie, and robot is self-evident, I believe. It did not need to come from anywhere.
Okay.
Jack Attack says, could Candy Blast be modified to function like Weapon of the Pasta Lord does while Flavor of Magic is active? Meaning, have some percentage of the total damage be the elemental alignment specified by Flavor, and the rest of the spell be physical for Candy Blast. Thanks in advance for the consideration. Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, Candy Blast is what it is, right? And it's not. It doesn't need to be super great, right? It's just, it's a skill that potentially is useful at some point. Gives you free candy. It's got the secret hidden interaction that makes it, you know, such that you could maybe do a weird trick with it at some point. I don't remember how it works.
Yeah, it's potentially useful.
Yeah. Angry Seal says, the Crimbo Tree is awesome, but what about the Hobopolis VIP lounge item?
What about that?
We just never figured out how it should drop.
Yeah.
We know what it is. We know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, it is literally like an hour's work, probably, in its entirety.
Yeah.
But
we could not settle on a...
We couldn't settle on a way to drop it.
A pleasing drop.
Because we don't want it to be a thing that you have to be rich to get, but we don't want it to be a thing that you have to, like, grind hundreds of things to get, right? Like, it's... Yeah.
There's no current good way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, if we make it tradable, then it can just be rare, right? Like,
yeah.
That's you can rely on a game economy, an active living game economy, to make, you know, unethically low drop rates.
We could also acceptable. Potentially do something where it was built piecewise, like the Crimbao, and put it in for like large sums of nickels.
Oh,
which we'd not thought about, because that wouldn't be a drop, but it would be a way for people that have already gotten everything with nickels and still have some to spend them.
That's true. I mean, so then what, it would just be a regular thing in the marketplace, the way you were thinking, or I mean,
sure.
Or maybe it could be a super rare non-combat
that you encounter.
That, yeah,
potentially. Yeah, I don't know. But then and then maybe you need 20 or 50 of the things.
Thematically, it doesn't make any sense.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So, I mean...
Well, but it could be like a cereal box top thing, thematically, that you send away for the finished item or something.
Yeah. 120th of a gift certificate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not ideal.
It's not.
But also putting it in at the appropriate value and just to buy outright as a...
Yeah, like one person would never be able, because the Hobo Nickels aren't tradable, are they?
No, they're not.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know the most basic things about this game.
You made them up.
I know. Song Giveaway says, can you add a basic familiar equipment akin to the ant weapons, which slightly boosts MP regeneration? You know, it's weird. We don't think of that as a slot that we could potentially use for, like, maxing out a given thing, right?
Yeah, that's interesting.
But, like, there's some familiar equipment that just does something, right? Like, does something to you.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like thematically it's really meant to affect the familiar.
Yeah. Boy. Balance Tour says, any thought of renovating the Daily Dungeon? It's an Ascension-relevant area, and it's got some warts. Mainly, I noticed the keyboard controls are non-functional there. You know, I keep thinking that the code that handles regular zone logic is now robust enough to duplicate the Daily Dungeon in. And I keep thinking I should do that. And then I keep thinking, you know, why? It would take a couple days, right? I think it would take a couple days to do that. And why spend a couple days making something identical to itself? Right? There would need to be a compelling reason to do it, and that reason would be, you know, would need to be, like, an improvement. And even if it was something like, oh, I gave all the monsters in the Daily Dungeon drops, which I found this notepad where I had written down drops for all the monsters in the Daily Dungeon. You know.
So it was that time when we wanted every monster to have a drop.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I just don't know. You know, maybe making the Daily Dungeon better, too, would be a thing. Like, we had talked about, you know, and this, I like this a lot, and it's obvious that we sort of, over the last year or two, have a hard-on for this kind of thing, just the, like, zone with its own currency in it, right? Like,
yeah.
So, we've been talking for a long time about moving the Dungeon Full of Dungeons into the mountains as, like, a Dungeoneers Association with its own, like, quest lines, and... Yeah. What I was thinking was that maybe there are, like, tokens that you earn by doing stuff in those dungeons, and the Daily Dungeon just always has one of those tokens at the bottom of it, and then you can just buy a key with it, right? And it makes it so you never get screwed on the Daily Dungeon anymore. You know, you could trade one of the tokens for the potato sprout, maybe. Like, there's all kinds of things that you could do with it. There's all kinds of things that we could do with it. And, you know, it'd be a lot friendlier. And then maybe you get those tokens in other dungeons, too. Like, that you would never really do in a run, right? Maybe they take more than 10 turns to get a token or whatever. Or you have to do some quest and your reward is in those tokens or whatever. You know, that's the way that I would do things now if I had it to do all over again. And maybe I have it to do all over again, right? Like,
yeah.
The Daily Dungeon is one of the few... It's weird, right? It's like a weird... It's got a weird single-player versus multiplayer state. Because it's the same for everyone.
Yeah.
But it's meaningless. You know, the rewards are not the same for everyone, which basically that's all anybody cares about, right? Oh, man, it's a stat test. You know, like, who cares? It just doesn't matter. The Daily Dungeon is not challenging at all.
I guess it is possible that knowing in advance what the challenges are from somebody else could make it go differently for you depending on what the challenges are, right?
Yeah.
You know, it will use less... It will take less MP if you are buffed up for some other reason and you know that you have the right elemental resistance or whatever to go through there. Mm. You know, I don't know. Not that that's a really compelling...
Yeah,
multiplayer aspect, but
yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, it's one thing. Like, would the Daily Dungeon be more interesting if, you know, those things required you to have 3 or 4 levels of elemental resistance?
I don't know.
Because, like, you can get a lot of that at low levels now. You know, especially like your first playthrough. You know, you can get a couple levels just from buffs from other players. You know, no matter what you're doing. Like, it's not that big of a deal, because, you know, that the Daily Dungeon is old, right? Like, it was when there was only you were either protected or not
right.
from from an element, right? So, like, yeah, you know. Again, one of these days, you know, it's like a thing that we've been talking about for a long, long time, and part of the problem, that's not even a problem, right? Like, we just always have more ideas than we have time to implement them. And that's our curse. And our blessing.
Her blessing.
Ballister also wrote, I really enjoyed the Crimbo event, although I did feel that using the change machine was important to meet my goal of getting the costume and familiar. Thanks for putting the event together. Yeah, I mean,
you could go either way, right? You could go cheap but time-consuming in terms of getting the adventures from, like, the Crimbo Cafe and then spending those turns in the casino. Or you can go expensive and just get, you know, 100 extra each day from the change machine, you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, I think all of them.
I think there are people who didn't realize how good the food in the cafe was. Because it's not clear, right? Like, we didn't...
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's not our fault, right? Like, because if they're not going to use...
Sure it is.
No, but, like... So you're not going to use something that's sort of presented to you, which that's not our fault. You are going to then use food, which there was food that is definitely better than the Crimbo Cafe. And, you know, if you're not going to use the Crimbo Cafe, you're going to use something else. And unless you're eating tomatoes still, you know, you're going to have some turns. And you still have the choice of where to use those turns. I mean, I don't feel bad if people didn't use the cafe. It was just much more reasonable this year to use that to generate a lot of turns than it was in previous years. It kind of broke hardcore a little bit, probably.
You think?
Well, because there's, like, no consumption requirements and lots of turns. There was that three-day hardcore run or whatever. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, people expect that. People have come to expect crazy ascension stunts during Crimbo.
Yeah.
Right? It's not, it doesn't take long for it to go away.
Hoopity says that you should fire me because I'm a soap apologist.
Yeah.
I do like soapopeas.
Alright, we're going to take a brief music break because I got to pee.
Okay.
And we'll be back in 6 or 7 minutes, probably, is all.
Abigail, can you feel my heart in the palm of your hand? And do you understand why I can't stay? Abigail, an evil wind is blowing through the land, and they need every man to drive it away. When I come home, if I come home, you'll be a grown woman. When I come home, if I come home, don't be alone, Abigail Bell of Kilrona. Abigail, gonna be the beauty of County Galway, and she will live always in a world of love. Abigail, I'm off to the war, but you can be sure I will know you're what I'm fighting for. I'm off to the war, but you can be sure I will know you're what I'm fighting for. I'm off to the war, but you can be sure I will know you're what I'm fighting for. When I come home, if I come home, you'll be a grown woman. When I come home, if I come home, don't be alone, Abigail Bell of Kilrona. So far away and so alone, how
could I ever take you home? You're beautiful, beautiful. You've got a devastating point of view, and everything you say is true. You're beautiful, beautiful. The nightbirds start to sing their favorite song. The way you say goodnight, the nightbirds start to sing their favorite song, and the moon begins to sing. I kiss you and the sun goes down. How come it's always dark when you're around? You're beautiful, beautiful. The nightbirds sing their favorite song. The moon begins to sing. You're beautiful, beautiful. The stars begin their Busby Berkeley dance. The way you say goodnight, and the night becomes a musical extravaganza. The way you say goodnight. Good night. The way you say good night, I dream of all day long. Oh, I could write a song about the way you say good night. The way you say good night, I dream of all day long. Oh, I could write a song about the way you say good night.
You cry, you go. It just isn't the same on radio. It's all about the makeup and the dancing and the oh. A pretty girl is like a violent crime. If you do it wrong, you could do time. But if you do it right, it is sublime. So in love with you, girl, it's like I'm on the moon. I can't really breathe, but I feel lighter. A melody is like a pretty girl. Who cares if it's the dumbest in the world? It's all about the way that it unfurls. A pretty girl is like a pretty girl. Over-advertised, it turns a genius to an
and makes a fool think he is wise. It could make you regret your birth or turn cartwheels in your best suit. It costs a lot more than it's worth, and yet there is no substitute. They keep it on a higher shelf. The older and more pure it grows, it has no color in itself, but it can make you see rainbows. You can find it on the Bowery, or you can find it at Elaine's. It makes your words more flowery. It makes the sunshine, makes it rain. You just get out what they put in, and they never put in enough. Love is like a bottle of gin, but a bottle of gin is not.
Hey, and we're back from a short musical interlude. Do you think an interlude is like a quaalude?
I don't know. I've never had a quay. It's like a dock, right? Or a train trestle? Train?
Yeah, I don't know what a quay is. Like a trellis? A train trellis?
No, what do you call the things between the trains?
I don't know. The thing between trains? Tracks?
Maybe quay is track. Yeah, I don't know. I don't
Lord Derby says, I know this won't happen, but when you open a dollhouse, it would be neat if there was a chance of getting a tiny plastic Eliza Dushku. It's like a tiny plastic thing that's almost really hot, but not quite, and you can't figure out why. Yeah. That's its enchantment. Yeah. Almost really hot. You can't figure out why it's not really hot. Fiery Flame says, in NetHack, if you zap a pile of things, the whole pile gets polymorphed. Would a similar behavior in KOL extend the wand's utility, and would it be too powerful? Yeah, I think it would, because items can stack effectively infinitely high in KOL. Yeah. Polypiling in NetHack is considered by some to be of dubious ethical composition.
What does that mean?
It's a thing... I mean, they added a conduct for not doing it.
Oh.
Right, because it breaks, you know, if you can pile up a million useless things and then zap it, and, like, you know, say a bunch of them are going to turn into candles, so you don't have to go to the mine store to get your candles for the end ritual and stuff like that. I feel like it's a shortcut thing, right, that you can do. And you don't want it to not work, but
it's
like...
It only a single charge of the
yeah.
Wand. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it just kind of... It kind of violates the spirit of... I mean... To whatever extent NetHack can be said to have an authorial intent, right, polypiling kind of violates it.
Interesting. I've not played enough NetHack to really know all this stuff.
I don't know to what extent NetHack can be said to have authorial intent. Right?
Yeah.
It seems weird. It's such a
collaboratively created thing.
There is an optional branch of the game that leads down to a fixed level that is the Mine Town. The Mine Town always has candles for sale. You always need candles to beat the game. So, to me, it seems like what they intended for you to do was to play to the bottom of the mine in every game that you're going to win.
Is that the only thing you need from the Mine Town?
I don't remember. I think, yeah, maybe. You can get them in other ways, right? You can get them in other ways. They can just randomly drop. They can just be in boxes.
Right.
Right? You can wish for them. Like, you can buy them in... You know, maybe there's a lighting store. There's guaranteed to be a lighting store in the Mine Town. Right? Like, that's one of a handful of, like...
Guarantees.
Yeah. Like RNG mitigations that they put in there, which, in my mind, that counts as authorial intent.
That's interesting.
But it's a game that's meant to be very flexible. But like I said, they added a conduct for not polymorphing any objects. And I think that
not polymorphing any objects.
Yeah.
Not just piles of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that polymorphing in and of itself is bad. Or not, it's not that polymorphing piles is bad, it's just that polymorphing is of dubious.
Although I think if the wand of polymorph had been limited to a single item,
yeah,
then they probably wouldn't have put a bad taste in people's mouth thinking about it, right?
But I mean, there are also contexts for like not eating food, right, or something like there's
yeah,
or not eating meat.
Well, so there are optional challenges, but then like, you know, not polymorphing an object doesn't really seem like an optional challenge. It's something that maybe it would never occur to you to do in the first place, right? Like,
because you would think you'd just use this on monsters.
Or yourself, or, you know, your pet. Like, to me, the obvious use for a wand of polymorph is your pet, right?
What can you get?
Yeah, turn your pet into some giant monster, right? And you've got to tame whatever the fuck. Giant blue dragon, whatever.
Oh, whatchamacallit? Like a candy bar?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Linguini Lad says, I'm confused. On the calendar I bought, the Festival of Jarlsberg was supposed to be on January 1st, not the 2nd. I was also wondering, why does it... Oh, no, never mind. That's because Riff made us fix it.
Did we have the wrong date? Or did we not run...
I don't know what happened. People were talking about there being a problem with it, and CD Moir might have fixed it. It might have been a thing where it was hard-coded from last year to fire on the 1st, and then it wasn't fired, and it wasn't hard-coded to turn off.
Did we have it run on the 1st and the 2nd by accident?
I don't know. That's the impression that I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
That for a while it did.
We're bad at holidays.
Well, we're not, though. We're now bad at real-world holidays. We're bad at making KOL holidays fire on their real-world counterparts. Okay. Because we don't always do that. Right?
But sometimes we choose not to.
The holidays all happen properly now, you know?
Sure. Sure.
And we find out about them now. We've got like a task scheduler in our Wikigasm now that lets us know about things like St. Stinky Pete's Day several days ahead of time so that
we can
be sure and be ready for them.
Flub it even more spectacularly.
We have not. Since that has come in, we have not fucked that up. We would have to, all of us, not log on for a week in order to, like, fuck up another Stinky Pete's Day.
To not see it, but we can also see it and ignore it. I feel
that's
the danger.
But when I saw it, I was like, all right, not going to fuck that up, right. And didn't, right? Like, so I'm not going to see it and ignore it. I don't think anybody else is either.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Gleeb says, the Stink Eye skill doesn't have a combat action bar arc. Yep, I fixed that. Linguini Lad says, so when can we expect Valhalla to get a revamp? I don't think Valhalla needs a revamp.
Yeah.
It's just a thing. Zalan says, would it be possible to append a P or HP after skills you've already learned to the skills you can learn in guild shops during prior ascensions? That's a very awkwardly constructed sentence. So what do you want? Do you want to know which skills... I mean, you can't buy skills that you already have.
Well, so if you're in hardcore,
if you're in hardcore and you have them softcore permed, and you have to buy them again in hardcore, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess in Bad Moon. Yeah, I guess in Bad Moon, where you still can.
You still can hardcore perm
hardcore
a skill when you're done.
Skill.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? You know.
That's interesting. Betrayer asks if there's any chance of plus monster level showing up on the character sheet. That's interesting. Right? Because otherwise you have to just total it yourself.
Yeah, but, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that you have to total yourself, right? Do then people want plus item drops on there? There are so few things that we can hide, right? We can put hidden plus monster level on something now if we want to. We won't be, and there might be some stuff that has that, right?
Yeah. If we actually just reported what the real monster level was as opposed to just adding the visible stuff, which would be a pain.
So there's a lot of people on today. Maybe some of the Crimbo crowd sticking around and...
It's a holiday.
Yeah, it's Dia de los Muertos Borrachos. Fineldar says, did the format change on showing account creation and last login on the profile? It looks off, but I can't recall what it used to look like if it did change. No, it looks the same. I don't think it changed. It looks different for me than it does for everybody else, I think. Because I think I actually see timestamps. No, it didn't change. Apple Hat says, why are there no apples in the game?
There's the apple stickers.
What's an apple? Nightfall says, Jake, you're not missing anything with Spirit Tracks. It's possibly my least favorite Zelda game ever. Is it even worse than the CDI games that Nintendo did not make? I don't know. You'd have to be pretty bad to be less fun to me than Majora's Mask.
Which one was that?
It was the one that nobody really played. I don't know that that's true. It was the sequel to Ocarina of Time, right? It was between...
Nintendo 64?
Yeah, it was a Nintendo 64. It required the memory expansion pack. That was like why
Did it also require the balance board and the the driving wheel?
Yeah, and it required that like ass pitchfork thing.
That was so
weird. Yeah, such an ill-conceived peripheral. Making shit up. Not lying. Just making shit up. So the problem with Majora's Mask, it was interesting, right? And people there's a lot of debate about whether it's terrible
or
not.
The game.
It was an interesting idea, right? Like, glad they tried it. I just don't know if I like it. The game keeps resetting. Like there's like 2 or 3 days of game time, and then the moon hits the planet and everybody dies, and then it starts you over the beginning. You get warped back through time, and like you have to keep doing things to slowly change things and figure out the right sequences in which the right sequences to do things in. So you get
to keep your memories of the
it's like a Groundhog Day kind of thing.
And that's kind of neat.
You unlock, I guess. I never got this far, but I guess you unlock the ability to do things like keep your fucking money.
Oh, but you don't.
Yeah.
Wow.
You just lose you lose all your fucking bombs. Like, the problem that the thing that I remember about playing Majora's Mask was farming fucking bombs. And, like, fuck that. That is not fun.
Huh.
You know? Because you always need bombs. You always need bombs. Right? And farming fucking bombs is not fun.
Huh. That sucks.
Losing all your goddamn bombs. Everything else, you know, the money, whatever. Like, because you get that. I don't know.
Huh.
Farming is really unreliable in Zelda 2, right? Like,
yeah, it takes a while.
And, you know, the more like, oh, now I have the bow, so it's even harder to farm bombs, because now...
Arrows
and shit everywhere, right? And it's like, eh. You know, if there were some tricks, you know, to...
There might have been
maybe there were. Yeah, maybe there were tricks that I didn't know about, but... And I think, like, when you... I think that when you beat a dungeon, it stayed beat.
Oh, throughout...
Yeah, I don't remember how that worked. I don't remember what things you had that were, like, sort of fixed in time.
I really like that idea.
Yeah, you'd think.
It's a cool idea.
Yeah.
I really like Groundhog Day.
There was also a tremendous amount of, like, that sort of Zelda wankery that... Like, really peripheral to gameplay, but required to get, you know, bigger wallet and bigger bomb bag and stuff.
Right.
Like, you know, just, like, running around from person to person. And, like, the whole game world was on, like, a fixed schedule, right? And you'd slowly develop this, like, journal of, like, where people are and when. And, like, you know, there's, like, the sort of mini-quest to, like, make everybody happy or something. And I don't fucking remember.
Like, yeah, like, catch them as they fall out of the tree.
Yeah,
yeah, no, that sounds cool.
You'd think, right? But
sounds
like,
cool.
But in a movie, in the movie Groundhog Day, it was very easy for them to gloss over all of the really boring parts.
That is true.
Right? You know, the same travel routes all the time, and oh fuck, I missed it by 10 seconds.
Oh, really? Like, yeah. It was real world time?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
No,
wow.
So, and like, it was a fascinating idea, and I'm glad they did it. Doing a game like that on a smaller scale, like doing a Flash game that worked like that, right?
I mean, there are Flash games that have that, not writ large, at least, right? Well, I guess not the resetting. There's a bunch of games that screw around with time, though, where you have to use a previous incarnation of yourself to jump up on or whatever.
Let's see. Magic2729 says, so the game thinks black licorice is delicious, but eggnog is nasty. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't get it either.
I
have nothing to do with that.
Do you like eggnog?
I do like eggnog.
You do
and
like
I'm
eggnog?
Not a big fan of licorice.
You don't like black licorice? I like black licorice and eggnog.
Okay.
You know? So the opinions that the game expresses about food are not the opinion of Asymmetric Publication. First of all, there are too many of us to have a consistent opinion, right? Like,
sure.
I like fruitcake. I hate walnuts. know, but not everybody who works for Asymmetric likes fruitcake and hates walnuts. I don't like fruitcake with walnuts in it because I hate walnuts. My hatred of walnuts overcomes, yeah, my love of fruitcake.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
It's just easier to make fun of stuff if you just put in like you don't like it.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, it's funnier. It is funnier to write a description, you know, it's funnier to write a review of a game that you don't like. Or a movie that you don't like, you know, like a good review can be informative.
Wants to hear you praise something.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's not like, because I feel like it would be kind of wrong to write review. I mean, it wouldn't be wrong if your shtick was I write reviews of games and I'm always pretend like I hate them, even if they're good, or I only review bad games. That's fine. I don't feel like there's anything wrong or misleading about, you know, an item description pretending that the narrator of KOL doesn't like a particular kind of food, right? Grenil...
I read it as Glenn Levitt.
Glenn Levitt 75.
But it wasn't. It's not.
Hey, Jake, how about some dungeons full of dragons to go in the dungeon full of dungeons? There's only one dragon in the game.
Really?
Well, there's the boner. There's the bone dragon. The boner. He's a Dagon.
Yeah.
There's a dragon in the Limerick dungeon. There's all kinds of shit in the Limerick dungeon that's not. The Limerick dungeon is not really canon.
And you don't like my dragon drop idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what else to do.
Yeah. Someone else says, so Jick, what do you think will happen with video games in 60 years' time? Will they still be making the kind of games that exist now? What if they made a new Castlevania game in 60 or so years, but you die of old age before you get to 100% on it? You underestimate the tenacity with which I will approach a Castlevania game.
It's true.
Getting 100% completion. You know how people will stay alive until they're
dead.
You know how people will stay alive until a particular event, like, oh, I just want to see my son graduate from college or whatever, like, you know, my grandson graduate from prison.
Wow, so you know. By graduating from college you might kill your grandparents?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know, dude.
That puts a new weight on everything you do.
Start smoking pot.
Yeah.
It's the only way to be sure.
Wow.
Yeah. Iron Chef says, any thoughts on making the location name in the Bounty Hunter Hunter's text? I'm still waiting for you to get blah 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 in the location name, a clickable link to go in or near that location. Well,
you don't always have access to it.
You don't always have access to it, so it'd be a little weird for the game to provide you a link to what is effectively going to be an error in, or not an error, a failure message in the adventure script. Kevin B. says, is the Kingdom of Loathing a black and white world, or are we just viewing a black and white depiction of a color world? I'm going to let Ed Kowalczyk answer this question by saying this is not a black and white world. To be alive, I say the colors must swirl. I don't even know if that's the right lyrics.
It's pretty close.
And I believe that maybe today we will all learn to appreciate the beauty of gray. See, KOL is actually grayscale, not black and white.
And I thought...
there's all kinds of things that are described as being specific colors.
I thought Kevin's dad made this clear. This is referencing a particular Kevin and Hobbes comic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Kevin talks about old pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because his dad was like, oh, those are...
Are you sure? I don't know that that's explicit.
Those are color pictures of a black and white world. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what he's talking about.
Well, I know his dad told him that.
Yeah.
I did not realize until I read Calvin and Hobbes as an adult, like, how much
his dad fucks with him.
Yeah, and it's just kind of awesome.
It is pretty good. I have a little kind of worry if I ever have kids that I will just ruin them.
Yeah, you are really bad about stuff like that.
I would just ruin them for, like, interacting with the normal world.
Yeah, but I mean...
Maybe the normal world
is overrated, right? So
If my kids were really bright, then I think we would have a bunch of really fun and funny exchanges. Mm. But if they're not...
Yeah.
They're just not gonna believe anything I ever say, basically.
Alpha Omicron says, Jick, a few shows ago you mentioned you would have liked to have combat in KOL work differently from the start. Why not change it now? Do you think the players are opposed to radical changes to the game, or would it be too difficult because of the amount of old code to change? The game is technically in beta, right? Is more zones and items the approach to new content that you intend to stick with? Well, it's not like we're just adding zones and items. I mean, if that was the case, we'd add content a lot faster.
Yeah.
you know, it's not even, like, old code to change. It's just, like, the system is so fucking complicated that, like, any change, no matter how good of an idea it seems like, is a bad idea for some reason.
To somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and it's like, there's a certain amount of inertia. And I don't know, you know, a part of me believes that turn-based RPG combat like this is fundamentally uninteresting.
Turn-based RPG combat like this? Just where you're making choices about what to do?
Yeah, basically.
So like Final Fantasy.
Yeah, where there's, where there is no other skill being tested, where there is no abstraction that is itself an enjoyable thing,
right?
Or where there is no simulation, I think that kind of combat is fundamentally uninteresting. Like, I read this article that I'd read a long time ago when I was looking through some old bookmarks on my laptop that I hadn't used in a while, and you know, this guy made the point that, like, the reason, you know, here's how combat works. You roll a die, you compare the result to some number that determines whether you're going to hit the guy. If you hit him, you do something that determines how much damage you do, and then you subtract that number from the number of hit points that he has. And the reason that that exists is because of the level of abstraction necessary to simulate that without a computer, right? Like, that's all basically, like, tabletop war game stuff.
Well, it's...
Right, you're simulating...
You don't want to be assured of a particular outcome.
Sure.
Because it's like playing, you know,
you're representing
cops and robbers when you're a kid. Like, there's all kinds of arguments that happen.
Yeah, I shot you. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, so, right, in a tabletop war game, the die represents the possibility that the soldier is going to fuck up and shoot himself in the face instead of the Nazi in the face, right?
Right. The uncertainty of outcome.
Yeah, and I don't believe that, especially in a game like this. I mean, I don't really think that combat in KOL is fun, and I don't think that it is possible for it to be fun. I think that we can do certain combats. Certainly, combat is maybe challenging at extremely high levels of play.
Well, and I think that's something that people do, is they will, you know, they'll boost monster level as high as they possibly can, and then it becomes sort of a challenge to survive, potentially.
No. I don't know that going through the motions of it is fun, though.
Sure.
Right?
No, and I would agree. Like, that's part of the problem.
The fun thing is progressing within the reward structure, basically. And, reading the content is fun the first time, right? But, like...
Or maybe the second time.
Sure. Or maybe, again, a year from now. But
or
like,
after frontal lobotomy.
Okay.
And then you can keep playing it every day.
Right, right, right. Or if you get that anesthesia that they give you for endoscopy. Right? You could just keep playing.
Dissociative?
The thing that just stops you from forming new memories.
Is it dissociative? Is that what it's called?
I don't know what it is.
You were told once, but you don't remember.
Yeah. No. No.
That sucks.
You know, Puzzle Quest, right?
The combat is a game that...
The combat is a game that may or may not be fun, right? Like, just hitting the buttons to use the skills in Puzzle Quest, not fun, necessarily, right?
Yeah.
Something that you can be good at.
I definitely prefer, you know, arcade-style combat like Zelda games.
Or, you know, I kind of feel like that's where it's going. Like, I feel like Dragon Age, I'm not sure how much I like the combat. It can get tactical to a point where there's interesting stuff going on, but then, like, that Dragon Age Flash game, that was theoretically very tactical combat, but it was super boring.
It was super boring.
And so that sucks, right? I mean...
Dragon Age real-time or tactical?
Both.
You pause
and can issue orders. You can play it as though it's like World of Warcraft, right? I mean, you've just got skills with cooldowns in different areas of effect, and you know, you can target different things, and some things have like friendly fire. You're managing a whole party of people, which I don't find fun at all. I don't think I'm going to play any more Dragon Age. Like, I've played through the Wizard origin story, and like I'm probably done. You know, maybe I'll play another origin story, but like,
it seemed like the plot, the narrative was pretty cool.
Yeah, the world. Yeah, the setting seems cool, and I mean, maybe I'd enjoy reading about it.
Is it single player, the whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's single player, but then you end up with a huge party of people that you have to manage. You can control. If it was easy enough that the people would take care of themselves, which maybe they do when you're playing it on easy. I don't know. You know, maybe I should come back to it. But
people were talking about the.
You know, I don't think I've played it since I got my new video card.
Brutal Legend as something that was like really tactical and kind of annoying. And the designer whose name I'm forgetting,
Tim Schafer,
was like, "If this is the way you're playing the game, you're playing it wrong."
Yeah.
And so that's interesting, right? Like, it was not designed with that as the goal. The goal was you being able to play and having a bunch of people also doing stuff.
Yeah,
but that's not the optimal way to play.
I feel like I sort of agree with the people who say, "Sorry, Tim Schafer, but that's bullshit."
No, I know. I'm not. Right? I'm not trying to defend him or anything like that. I'm just saying, it seems like there's clearly a desire to have games where there's like some independent AIs. I mean, Left 4 Dead, you don't control the other actors when it's just when you play single player, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like they sort of nailed it, right? Like they kind of.
It's an action game, you know.
Okay, but you say you can play Dragon Age like an action game, right? Like.
Yeah, I guess.
So, was that the goal? Were you supposed to play it like an action game and only in like critical junctures, pause, and issue orders? Or
I think maybe, yeah. Although playing it on anything other than the easiest difficulty level, I think you have to. Like, boss fights are very, very hard to win if you don't play tactically and keep track of it. I just found it to be a huge frustration because I'm constantly, like, accidentally fucking clicking on some dude that's not my main guy, and then, like, I don't have any hotkeys set up, and then, like, I have to figure out how to get back, you know.
Right.
And it doesn't occur to me to pause it. You know, like, it's... I did not play it enough to get good at it. And I don't remember if I played it since I got that new video card or not.
I don't think you have.
Yeah. Although I think I played it a bunch, and it didn't work on my old video card. It kept glitching out, so I don't know.
I thought they patched it. I thought they fixed it.
Maybe. I don't fucking remember. It's like it might not be hard to get the women in the game to have sex with you, but it was harder than was fun. I was like, I'm going to talk to this woman and see if I can get her to have sex with me. And then, like, there was no way to get out of the conversation without decreasing her estimation of me. I'm like, oh, fuck you.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I don't know. It was annoying.
So it's a lot like real life.
I don't want to play this like dating sim. Yeah. Like, how do you talk to a girl that you have nothing in common with? You don't. You know, I should have followed my own advice.
But maybe she wants to sleep with someone who she has a low opinion of. Maybe she's trying to slum.
I don't think that's how it works.
You sure?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do not underestimate the.
Although it does,
wiles of video game women.
It poses the age old question to you fairly early on. If you are male, is that do you want the like sort of like dark haired bad girl, or do you want the like Christian girl?
Huh.
And I think the answer is obviously that you want the dark-haired bad girl because she's going to be better in bed. Right? I mean, basically without question. And, you know, except maybe, you know, some of the religious girl maybe goes a little crazier. Mm. Definitely more
eager
to please.
Pent-up frustration.
Yeah. You know, you just never know. It is an age-old question, isn't it?
It is.
It doesn't have as obvious an
answer.
A dragon age-old question.
Yeah.
Fomar 0153. Well, you know, sorry. Talking about having combat and KOL work differently from the start. I mean, I don't know that there would be that much better of a way to approach it, because I think trying to make combat hard, you know, making combat take longer, I think is probably a mistake, right? Making basic combat in the game take longer, I feel like, is a bad move. It just makes it less accessible. It makes it so there's more clicks, more server load in between the reward states that you care about. You know?
I wouldn't mind making a particular zone with complicated combat, because you would be choosing to go in
there.
Sure. Yeah. Like an optional.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying at all that there is no place for it. I really enjoy like writing boss fights. I really enjoy designing boss fights in KOL, because it's like, oh, well, you know, it's so cool, since it, you know, especially like clan dungeon boss fights, because those can be as hard as we want, right? Like, it just, you know, we are not beholden to accessibility at all in super high-end content like that, and so it lets us, you know, it lets us exercise some muscles that we enjoy exercising and you know, not have to worry about the kind of shit that we do that sort of makes the game less fun in general, right? Like, sort of giving ourselves, and by ourselves I mean explicitly, like, me and Hot Stuff, a sort of playground to do stuff that we find more interesting in the scope of KOL's combat rules.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that. So having designed recently another sort of basic turn-based RPG combat system, I, you know, not being able to miss is a thing. 'Cause missing is not fun.
Right.
Right.
Wait, what do you mean not being able to miss?
Well, in the system that we've designed,
you can miss.
Sure, but not
if you're doing things right.
You don't have to. Yeah,
you never have to miss.
You never have to miss. In KOL, you have to miss. There are fights where you just cannot ever hit the monster unless you crit, right? Mm-hmm. And that's not as boring. Missing is not fun. Right? I mean, one could say hitting for low damage is not fun, but like, it's more fun than missing.
There's the sort of philosophical argument, though, that if you never miss, you will never derive any joy from hitting, right? Like,
you can't experience derive joy from critically.
Yeah. I don't know. In, you know, World of Warcraft, you can hit and miss all the time.
It's also super fast paced.
Yeah.
Compared to a static.
You don't really notice all the misses as much of a big deal. I don't know.
I think it's annoying. When I'm playing World of Warcraft, I find it annoying when I miss.
Huh. Do you feel like you're just wasting your time?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, god damn it, every time. You know, like, you know, with my shaman, when it's like, alright, am I gonna be able to kill this guy completely with lightning bolts before he makes it to me, right? And if I miss, the answer is no. And I mean, I should be welcoming the chance to use some of my other spells, right? But I don't, you know? I mean, I just kind of want to hit the same button over and over again and just kill that dude, because I have to kill 10 of them. So, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean,
you shouldn't be firing lightning bolts at rats anyway.
RPGs are fundamentally not fun.
Wait, what?
They're not about the combat.
RPGs are not fun.
Used to be the music. Used to be about the music. Fallout's fun.
It's an RPG.
Yeah.
There's a lot of combat in Fallout.
Yeah, and it has an interesting hybrid of like real time and tactical stuff.
It's another situation where theoretically you could play the whole game in real time.
Yeah,
but
you couldn't. You wouldn't. I mean,
it's super hard.
Yeah, I feel like so much of the way that I played, at least, was based on like getting better at headshots, which I think don't tend to happen if you're just aiming.
But they could.
I guess they could. Yeah. Man, that just fucking throwing like pool balls at faces. So great.
It's weird that was exciting for you. Like, the kind of projectile became exciting. You know?
Because it was funny. I mean, it made it fun to find garbage laying around, because like, oh, sweet! Like, for a long time I was exclusively killing people by shooting them in the face with coffee cups, right? So then, like, every time I went into, like, oh, an office building, awesome, because I'm going to get some more coffee cups, right? Like, it was like...
Oh, you are messed up, man.
But I mean, it's...
It is funny, and it is, honestly, the notion that they made trash drops exciting in whatever way they did it, not even drops, but trash items exciting, is awesome. Like, that I think is a great achievement of video game design, you know? I don't know. Fomar 153 asks, or says, being a chef's devs are one-handed and undual wieldable, how about some shields aimed at mysticality classes?
I don't want shields aimed at mysticality classes. I think what you should have in your left hand is orbs,
skulls. We need your skulls.
Utensils or
Sporks.
Or spell books.
Sporks, right? And stuff would be good.
Yeah. Yeah, shielding is not wizardy.
You can definitely use a book as a shield, it's just not very good at it.
Mm-hmm. Simeon says, is new sea content coming soon, or should I go back to ascending? Well, it depends on how long you're going to spend ascending.
You should bank on the end of February.
Yep.
And and then you're going to want to go back to ascending.
Stinksap says, please consider lowering the missed requirement on the pirate fledges. Pirate fedges. All right. Done. No. Because there's no such thing as pirate fedges. I'm being a dick, you see.
F-edges.
No. It's already low enough. Fred Levi says, hey, Jick and/or company, do you care about music tags? Ever since I got an iPod Touch, I've become really obsessed with them being accurate, and especially having album artwork on them. I don't really care. I mean, I like for them to be accurate, but I don't have enough music on my phone to...
I just spent a good 2 weeks sort of correcting a bunch of musical tags for my collection, and now I kind of want to go back and fix all the genre tags on all my music. I've got a lot of music, and I've never really... worried about the genre, and so it's all over the place because it's just whatever CDDB hit said it was, which sometimes is just garbage.
What genre does it say garbage is?
That's a good question.
Acid jazz.
I can look it up.
Alternative. Probably just alternative.
I don't know.
And then everything is alternative.
Not everything is alternative. Because when I ripped my own music, I just sort of made up my own, distinctions, whatever. I kind of want a definitive third party. The only garbage I have on my machine is from Romeo and Juliet, which genre is soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's funny. I want a definitive third party thing. Like I was hoping that All Music Guide would have a definitive genre thing, but their genres are really general, and then when you like they have more specific stuff, but it's kind of messy. So, yeah. I don't care as much about album art, but I definitely want my music tags to be accurate and meaningful. I don't know. I'm pretty anal about my music collection.
Gothic Tranquility says, when is the next tome coming out, and will we be able to get VIP room keys anytime soon? I'm thinking Librem next month, and I'm thinking maybe VIP furniture, and thus... reintroduction of the key in March.
Yeah. We've got...
Not making any promises, but there are at least tentative ideas for both of those.
Notions of ideas.
Those tentative ideas usually come true because they're better than no idea, and we get like 4 or 5 days from the end of the month and we're like, oh, fuck.
Right.
Kenny Kamikaze says, so, Jick, how do you relieve stress after a long day of working hard on new content or making sure the kingdom is running properly and then having people constantly bitch about it? Well, I'm going to answer that question the same way that I answer every question. Have sex with as many high school girls as possible.
You know, you should make your own Magic 8 Ball.
Yeah, that just says, have sex with as many high school girls as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, what do you do after a long day of working hard on new content?
I don't. I go to bed...
Really?
And I get up and do it again? I don't know, I drink a lot.
You go home and drink and do you play some video games?
Sometimes I play some video games, yeah. Sometimes I read the forums. That's how I relieve stress.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I watch movies. I really like watching movies.
I listen to podcasts.
You do.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. I smoke a lot of cigars.
Do you listen to podcasts as that is what you're
like
doing?
A primary activity, yeah.
Yeah, I never do that.
Yeah.
Podcasts are always a secondary thing for me, like going somewhere or, you know, working out or whatever.
Sometimes I will play, I listened to a lot of podcasts while I was playing Clash of Heroes, right? Because, like, playing a puzzle games, like, you could pay attention to a podcast and pay attention to that, right?
Sure.
I listen to them while I smoke, I listen to them while I put together Legos, but I haven't done that in a long time. I have so few things that I do that don't require mental engagement, you know?
Yeah.
Which was why biking to work and back was so nice, because it gave a lot of time.
Yeah.
Which really should... You should give all of your attention to that, because you're probably going to get killed. And it's the most dangerous thing we do all day, right? Like, riding a bike in traffic.
I guess, but... It's,
And you're not going to pay attention, so you might as well be listening to a podcast.
I don't
right?
feel like a podcast distracts you from the environment around you particularly badly. But, you know, there's probably studies that would suggest that I'm stupid. Specifically me.
Like. Right, yeah. Studies suggest hot stuff is retarded.
Yeah, it's true.
Gleebs 282 says, the dungeon token idea is awesome, and I hope it sees the light of day eventually. Well, that tears it.
Well, but it won't, because it's in a dungeon.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you never know. You could like, Tom Cruise and some fairies could polish a bunch of shields. Or plates.
Oh, that's true.
Or whatever the fuck that was.
They could. Yeah. I think it was all of those above, like, platters and actual mirrors and stuff.
Something from a kitchen. Yeah.
Something from a kitchen?
Yeah. It was, like, a thing from a kitchen.
Like a sink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work. You'd have to have so many things in the right place, and there's no fucking way that would work.
Yeah, the sunlight is not like a laser beam.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
But, you know.
Well, I mean, you could definitely get...
So you could definitely get
you
light.
You could get
down
sunlight
there.
To go, like, not an arbitrary distance, but, like, a long way.
Well, okay, so most mirrors, you lose, what, like, 10% of the light?
6%?
It's pretty significant.
Yeah,
because you can, I mean, you can count...
Yeah, but, I mean, you can lose 10%. Infinitely and still have light left.
Okay. Well, but you, I mean,
how much sunlight does it take to kill Tim Curry?
That's a good question.
I mean,
how much curry does it take to kill Tim Sunlight?
Oh, I don't know.
But you know, you can sort of see this for yourself when you look in sort of mirrors that are facing each other. Like how many reflections can you actually count of yourself before it becomes sort of obscure? Right.
But is it obscure because it's too dim, or obscure because it's too small?
Too dim. Usually. But there are some really crazy mirrors where you lose less than 1% of the light. There's, like, first surface mirrors that are really crazy.
Like, first surface mirrors and they do not have glass covering them?
Yes.
Is that...
Yeah. So that there is no... There's nothing, like, going on except reflection there. There's not... You're not losing light to the internal reflections of the glass or whatever. When you do Schlieren photography, you need first surface mirrors.
Schlieren photography?
Schlieren.
Like when you're taking pictures of some chick Schlieren?
No.
Oh.
There's a... Schlieren photography is photographing the...
The dead?
No. It, almost, though. It's a, if dead were around, you'd probably take pictures of them. It's photographing the density changes in air.
Huh.
It's really kind of cool.
So what is it for? Physics?
Well, I mean,
is it for science?
It's for science. It's ways of visualizing things like the heat coming off of a match.
Oh.
Right? You can see it. It's really neat. Because air has a refractive index and it changes with its temperature, you can actually pass light through that and record it.
I see.
Yeah.
Yatsufusa says... Could we get an option to display the tiny skills menu and the top menu at the same time for people who enjoy KOL on a wide screen with a shiny refresh button for the skills menu higher than 10 pixels?
That's interesting. I can definitely see using that.
Yeah, the tiny skills menu is weird. It's kind of a forgotten.
Didn't Xenophobe?
Xenophobe did it, yeah. He just kind of did that on his own and then did, you know, it was kind of like whatever. Morgan Blair says, is there any decently available fruitcake available out there, or am I going to have to break down and bake it myself? I got some at the supermarket, but it was rather bad. Not quite unspeakable, but I'd say it was at least insufficiently festive for a fruitcake, in my opinion. I don't know, man. Any fruitcake without nuts.
I did not have as much eggnog this holiday season as I would have liked, which makes me sad, since it is such a limited available thing. And some of the eggnog that I did have was not so good. There's definitely good and bad eggnog at the grocery store.
Some dude showing you a...
Whoa.
Some guy kind of doing some crazy wall climbing tricks. Things. That was pretty crazy.
Somebody else sent me a news article today about rock climbers making a living climbing wind turbines to do repairs.
Huh.
Like they've taken, like they're actually using their rock climbing skills to climb turbines and repair them. I don't exactly understand what this guy is doing.
he's doing tricks.
It's pretty crazy.
Meditative Thought says, would you be able to bring multis into a clan dungeon if it's your own clan and you're the only one in it? No!
That is very specific.
That is the worst possible thing to do as far as that rule. Anytime you have a question that starts, is it okay to take a multi into a clan dungeon if the answer is no? SF Warlock says, welcome to SF! Have fun! Have a burrito! If you know what I mean. Yeah. Asshat says, I just watched the last episode of the Clone Wars cartoon from S2, and there's a character named Jick in it.
Huh. That's cool.
That is cool. Glasses says, why won't girls like the road? Are there too many guys banging high school girls? No, it's more like guys banging like 10-year-old boys.
That's not really a prominent part of the...
It's not. It's... It is not that girls... It's not that I think girls wouldn't like it. It's that I don't think it is as resonant, because it is
like Fight Club.
Yeah. It's like girls don't... It's not that girls don't like Fight Club. It's not that girls aren't able to appreciate Fight Club. It's just that Fight Club is about the experience of being a man in a modern world. Like, girls don't like Garden State very much.
Weird.
Right? And I mean, so that is very much about... Like, Garden State is very much a movie about being Zach Braff. And any guy in his early 30s wants to be Zach Braff, and so will enjoy that movie, right? So,
I would hang out with Zach Braff.
Yeah, of course you would. You're a guy in your 30s. Of course you would hang out with Zach Braff.
I think he'd be a lot of fun.
I think you probably also kind of want to make out with him.
No, not really.
Oh, wait. I'm thinking of me.
I don't want to make out with you either.
Yeah, damn it.
Next try.
It was worth a shot. So the road is very much about sort of father-son relationship, which, having not been someone's son, a girl may not find as resonant.
I wonder if more guys like Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, because that's also to some extent about father-son relationships.
It was recommended to me by a girl initially, but I think that was because the only hippies that I ever talked to were the ones that I was having sex with, who were all girls.
I passed by a huge crowd of hippies today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just reeking, like, for blocks around. I was like, wow, there must be some hippies around, because it's unusually densely smelling like
patchouli.
Marijuana.
Oh.
Yeah.
Marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how everyone at every location in San Francisco is stoned.
The marijuana in California seems to be awesome.
Well, it's mainly on the plane.
Doesn't it, though? I mean,
I don't know. Like, I didn't find it to be that remarkable.
No. Oh.
I guess we remarked on it.
Therefore, it is remarkable.
No, it was... Right, okay, I guess I remember you saying, like, oh, okay, so I smoked pot, and I'm definitely stoned, but I don't feel stupid.
Yeah, which, to me, was sort of one of the things that I really didn't like about smoking pot.
Right.
Was just feeling really stupid.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that you can generalize... marijuana in California based on a single experience.
But if that is indicative,
especially since you brought that marijuana with you from Cleveland. No.
My neighbor Cleveland.
Yeah, you bought it from a black dude.
Yeah.
Cuz that's what always happens.
Yeah. That is the whole point.
Go to a black dude.
Is that what your mom says?
That's my grandma.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does she really say that?
No.
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 Go to a black doctor.
She said some fascinatingly cute racist things at times. Like, you just can't beat the blacks.
What? Oh, for like...
Yeah, for like household help.
Household help. I was like,
yeah.
What?
I'm like, wow, that's a weird thing to say.
Because the words in that sentence, slightly rearranged, it's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat the blacks and get any help doing it or something.
Right.
I don't know.
I guess. It's so hard to find help beating up blacks these days.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, I don't know.
Help as a noun, meaning people that help you with stuff.
Minty Giant says, was winning the gullibility contest one of those warrant-serving stings? Yeah.
Wishbot wants us to discuss E to the I pi, which is -1.
Yeah, and I don't... Like...
It doesn't mean anything.
Like, because I is just some made up bullshit. Like,
okay,
you can just say whatever you want about it.
I is the square root of -1.
Okay.
Right. So, but it's like three things which are relatively independent, right? E being raised to I pi. Right?
Okay.
It's e to the I. Yeah, you did have pie. Right, so it's like three independent things.
Okay.
From different branches of mechanics.
Right, one of which is not real, so can be whatever you want.
Wait, what do you mean one of them is not real? Like, just because it has, just because it's known as an imaginary number order doesn't mean it's not real, right?
It, the fact that it is the square root of a negative number means that it is not real because
it's
you can't have that. Right?
But it's a real mathematical construct.
It is a useful
you can't
abstraction.
You can really have zero, right? Like, yeah. The absence of everything.
I suppose.
Yeah.
But you can.
You can't have one. Like, it's just a mathematical construct.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's pretty cool.
I suppose.
E to the I pi equals negative one.
I mean, so I know where pi comes from. Where does E come from? What is E?
Logarithms.
Natural log. Yeah. E is the natural log. It's like the thing that is the natural log of itself. Is that?
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember exactly how all that works. And the thing is, this, it makes a lot more sense if you look at them as series, because you can also like break.
Mm-hmm. You can break. Yeah, you can solve either of them
as series, and then if you do that, it like a lot of stuff cancels out. But
yeah, okay. I mean. It's just so. I don't remember where E came from, but I mean it's kind of arbitrary, right? Pi is, I guess, like a real thing because it's a proportion, you know. But like,
well,
anything that's like based
also
on
that's what God's message to us is.
Anything that's
hidden,
like based on base 10 is like
made up.
Yeah, like so. I mean, it's
the numerical value of pi is made up.
I guess I don't know. I mean, like. I feel like sort of numbers have an existence, you know, that like a conceptual existence at least.
It's interesting that you put a distinction between like, you know, real numbers and imaginary numbers in that regard.
Because I mean, I can have three apples, right? Like, and
sure,
no matter what base I'm counting in, it's the same number of apples, right? But like, natural log is like I feel like not like a fundamental thing, right?
Three is also 10 apples in binary.
Okay, but I mean. That's the point I'm trying to make, right?
No, like 11 apples.
Yeah, I don't fucking know anything about math or care, really.
I used to know a lot more.
Yeah,
I,
no, me too.
I miss the fact that I have forgotten a lot of stuff, or I feel bad about having forgotten everything.
Sulky Last suggests putting the Hobo VIP Lounge item in. I refuse in the heap, which I mean that'd be a way to do it.
Say it one more time.
Putting the Hobopolis VIP Lounge item in. In the heap.
That's true. That's funny.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a solution right there.
That's true.
I'm pretty much okay with that. Probably somebody has suggested that in the past.
It kind of thematically works, too.
Huh. DevJo says, also, in more recent versions of NetHack, when you polypile, the larger the pile, the greater the chance that a bunch of the items will fuse into a golem.
Neat.
And then Casey Wiederman points out, Mindtown is halfway down, all the way down is a Luckstone. Yeah.
And that's the mine is totally optional. You don't have to go down there except for the candle, potentially. It's not on the main track of solving the game.
Yeah, it's a branch. Sean, and then a bunch of numbers writes, hey, Jick, my e-check went through. First time I've donated by e-check. When will the mystery has come? You need to submit a bug report and say that it happened so that Zly can check it and process it manually, which she'll do tomorrow morning if you submit. Fred Levi says, there's a banker in Majora's Mask who keeps your balance by stamping your hand, which is how you balance between three-day cycles. And apparently you get the ability to save money from the first time you get to the town, which allows you to easily buy back your lost items every reset. I don't think there was any place to buy bombs, at least in my experience. I don't fucking know. Maybe I was just stupid. The idea was that you'd unlock cheaper shops and such as you progress, so you'd build up a large store of cash. I gotcha. Yeah, and then everybody says that. Everybody says that. You do a quest of helping an old lady not get mugged, and you get a bomb mask that lets you blow yourself up instead of using bombs.
Huh.
Blarg says, guys, holy crap, I just graduated from high school and grandma started dropping hints about how she might not be around for much longer and stuff. Clearly these events are linked. Maybe these events are linked to the past. Kenny Kamikaze says, I would use that magic 8-ball all the time. Have sex with as many high school girls for the win.
It really is a good answer to every question.
It really, yeah. I mean, because there is no... It's kind of like whiskey, right? There is no problem that cannot be solved with enough sex with high school girls. And on that note, I think it's time to stop being on the radio. What's the most appropriate magnetic field song to the notion of having sex with a high school girl. I already played A Pretty Girl Is Like.
Bunny Rabbits. Or Rabbit. What is it? Rabbits. What was the name of that song?
Yeah, let's just play a good song, as opposed to a song that is explicitly about having sex with high school girls. Alright.
Wait, are there good songs that are...
That are not about having sex with high school girls? I don't know. Maybe.
I thought they all were.
Alright. Good night, everybody. See you Thursday.
Yeah, see you Thursday, everybody.
Splendid butterfly, it is your wings that make you beautiful, and I could make you fly away, but I could never make you stay. You said you were in love with me, both of us know that that's impossible, and I could make you rue the day, but I could never make you stay. Not for all the tea in China, not if I could sing like a bird, not for all North Carolina, not for all my living words, not if I could write for you the sweetest song you ever heard. It doesn't matter what I do, not for all my little words. Now that you've made me want to die, you tell me that you're unboyfriendable, and I could make you pay and pay, but I could never make you stay.